And it's like that. Means you think, and you have all your imaginations and faith and belief and all that. Because that light is on. If that light is turned off, the rest, not enough. Because the source of that goes back to the Creator. We are like this because He wishes us to be like this. That is further behind. It means that there are interconnections that are not easy to explain, especially for the subject we are dealing with here. The subject we are dealing with, by nature, they are invisible. Because we're not talking about the visible part of this universe, right? The visible part is explained by silence. There is something else. In that knowledge of you and the logic, how do you understand something? You have a very simple with the opposites. You know something with the opposites, right? Okay, now, what can we do? Because we are talking about the things that have no opposite. You could delude yourself to make an opposite for them. You know that you could, right? A lot of religions, they make the Satan opposite of God. They forget that the Satan is at the top, he was an angel, so what? See? But the other thing that you did, everybody is guilty of here. Have you ever thought about the opposite of love? Shame on you if you talk about hatred. Because hatred has nothing to do with love. Nothing. There are a lot of people I don't hate. Is that love? So that's not the opposite. Go around, then there is an opposite to love. Love is it. Love is the juice that is bringing all the existence together. Love is coming from Him. Let's go back to drawing the very better way. He said, therefore, let's go to the light of God that has no opposite. Therefore, you cannot prove it logically or find it in a lab. Peter, are you ready? Will you please start from 11:30? Because over there he played a trick on you. You don't like it very much. One of the best gifts of God is the sorrow. Oh, you are very sorry and sad in that state of marriage. And you, I envy you. God gifted you with this. Normally not. So read it from there.
God created pain and sorrow for the purpose that happiness might be made manifest by means of this opposite. Hidden things, then, are manifested by means of their opposite. Since God hath no opposite, He is hidden. For the sight fell on the light, then on the color. Opposite is made manifest by opposite, like Greeks and Ethiopians.
You know what it means, Greek and Ethiopian? In Rumi's language, in that time, it means black and white. As simple as that. Greek is white, and Ethiopian is black.
Well, that's a bit like what he said, Rumi and Zingi.
Yeah.
That's, Rumi is like as little as Greek.
Yeah?
Yes, Rumi actually is Greek to Middle Eastern.
It was supposed to be Roman. Roman.
Rome is Roman, but no. Mainly, it started with the Greek. He's talking about that pointing out the stain of the color. Later, it turned to be Turk. In the Rumi time, this is archaic to Rumi. Rumi time, the white is the Turk. The Turk, they have white skin. And Zangi, it comes from Zanzibar.
Negro.
Negro. Yes.
coming forth. The light of God hath no opposite in existence, that by means of that opposite it should be possible to make him manifest. Necessarily, our eyes do not perceive him, though he perceives. See this from Moses and Elijah.
Do you remember this? This is the one of the things I love. He has a rigid mind. You say, you want to know the understanding? There are two ways to understand. Intellectually, means Moses should understand God, and we just talked about it. Intellectually, is impossible. But something which is impossible to understand intellectually, is it impossible to understand? Is it or not? Like what? Like love, yes. When you're in love, of course you don't understand it. No one does. But you know you're in love. Here, he said, I know someone who understood God. The mountain. Look at the mountain. Why mountain exploded? Because mountain understood the vastness of the thing that was being shown to it. That explosion to Rumi, first of all, you know that it's not that negative thing you have in your mind about explosion. You will call it the dance of ecstasy. He says, oh, look at the mountain, he's dancing actually and exploding because of understanding. Why did the mountain understand to go up? God wanted it. Mountain has nothing to do and can do nothing, right? Any of you remember what are we talking about? The subject is the Jah and Tawakkul. He brought the example that there is no persona for the mountain. Mountain does not have the tool to do the effort, right? Moses has all of it, even talking to God. In that moment, imagine somebody who is talking to God. The only prophet who is talking to God, right? Intelligently, questioning the God. And there is this mountain, mindless, brainless, choiceless, right? He said, look at that mountain. You got it. Because God wants you to show you. Let's go back to the good example of this beautiful lady, yes. The example of getting something without understanding. Love. When you're in love, what it means? It means love engulfs you. You are in it. And love delivers, not you.
In love.
You fall in it. It engulfs you. You do nothing. You are the subject. The lover is the subject of love. The fortunate. Because love will come. If we knew how to bring it out. Oh, we have been so in the nature and now I don't know that love. Now, one of the best verses of Hafiz, who is in my heart, is at the end of a very lovely, as I would say, Ishqabadalimud. Now, love was something to come, not something to learn.
Love was something to come?
Yeah, some coming stuff. It was a coming stuff, not a learning one. Love is not something you learn how to love. You should fall in love, means you should be happy. And prepared and lucky. Then something will engulf you, something will change you, and we will not forget in our priorities that something is active, not you.